Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, Married at First Sight, back again tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 Now, as we're starting to get to the end of the season, and we're also starting to figure out which couples we think are going to make it and not make it, Carly.
Yeah, and it's safe to say my money is not behind Leighton and Melinda. I'm sorry, Leighton, I wish it was, but when you can't even close a cupboard door, it doesn't look very good, does it?
No, it doesn't look very good. I got a side with you there.
Well, we did see Paps take a few photos of you on the beach the other day, and you were still wearing your wedding ring, so maybe there's a good sign there, right? Right?
Hey, look, you never know. I mean, there's ups and downs, but I think every time you have a down, it brings you closer together. So there's been plenty of those for us, but I think it's brought us closer together.
Now, I want to talk about this situation. You may or may not be aware or involved. So we had Harrison on the show recently, and he spoke about some beef he had with Ollie and said that things, and this happened off camera after the show, and then Ollie come on and said what happened was there was someone who didn't want Harrison to come along to boys' night, and he was sticking up for that person that didn't want Harrison there, and so he disinvited Harrison on behalf of this person. Was it you, Leighton?
That didn't happen at all. We actually, there was one of the boys came down from Brisbane. We were going to have a quiet night out, and then I won't name names, but there's quite a few people who like to go out, and they like to be seen. They like to, you know, they like to sort of, you know,
call the Daily Mail.
Get amongst it. Where, man, probably a couple of other boys really don't like that at all.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so, but that's just as simple as that, you know.
So was Harrison annoyed he wasn't being included in the photo op?
Yeah, I have no idea, to be honest. But I find that absolutely hilarious. That was actually talked about.
I just like that there's all this beef with the boys off camera. I'm like, can we not see this on the show?
Yeah, what the hell? That's surprising that it even came off on radio.
Are you good with Harrison?
Look, I think I'm good with most, you know, with all the guys that went on that show. I think, you know, you all go through something that's a bonding experience, I guess. Like, it's pretty full on. But I think that also, as you go through that and then, you know, it finishes and you sort of get on with your normal life, you sort of just, I think you gravitate towards people that you align yourself with in life as well, you know? They have the same sort of principles.
So who are you hanging out with then after the show?
My mates that I've, you know, been friends with for 15 plus years.
Oh, no one from the show.
My good support network.
Now, Leighton, I want to ask you this because I find this very interesting. So a lot of people go on MAFS for the opportunity to kind of start a new career path, whether that's as an influencer or something, but you already had an established career. So since you've been on the show and since it's gone to air, obviously you're still doing your day job. You're still going into boardrooms. How are you being received since you've been on the show? Has it had an impact on your career?
Look, not yet. You're totally right. Like, I've been asked to go on this before and I've sort of always said no. And a few things happened in my life, my work, that I really just thought, you know what, I've spent so much time focusing on my professional life and not my personal life. I actually just need to give this a crack. So that's why I did it. And I feel like I tried to stay true to myself the whole way through and just tried to be genuine. And I think that, well, I hope that comes across. But so far, that hasn't really had a negative impact in my professional life. I mean, I managed to stay out of the drama for the better part of 6-7 weeks. And then I sort of found myself roped into it. But look, I don't think it's been too negative. Everyone's been pretty chill.
Yeah.
All right, as long as you close the cupboard door and then we're all good.
That's all good.
Exactly. I'm telling you, I can't walk into kitchens anymore.
Well, Leighton, thanks so much for your time today. Married at First Sight, back again tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 Now. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks. Appreciate it.